Hey, this is Joey. This is podcast number 15. Today it's going to be about electricity and power generation. I chose coal for mine. Where is it used the most? It's mostly used in lesser developed parts of the world or parts that just don't care. It's a still widely available, cheap energy source or fossil fuel that can be extracted from the earth. What are the risks? Heavy air pollution, large mines are needed, so we have to keep those up still. Just lots of ash and CO2 emissions. What are the advantages? I mean, it's cheap, so poor countries can still kind of function. It's pretty safe compared to nuclear gas. How does it work? You burn the coal, it heats up water, boils it. It expands to about 1,600 times the original volume of the water at sea level. And then it turns a turbine usually made by GE, because that's a fact that I know. What has been said recently about this type of generation, it still generates 1/3 of all greenhouse gases in the U.S. And the U.S. is a second major user of coal behind China, so India is better than us, because India should be third. Is it sustainable in the long term? Will it be replaced in the long term? Obviously, no fossil fuels are sustainable at the rate we use them, so we eventually need to replace them. Just gotta not use them. What is the future of this type of generation? The future in countries that don't care about the environment as much, or they're trying to find just countries that are too cheap to find another way. This week's burning question: how concerned am I about climate change? I mean, yeah, we're kind of just, like, screwed. Greenland's already losing, like, 400 trillion tons of, like, mass pounds per year of water. Either every decade, the ocean rises a centimeter, putting 6 million people in the tropical flood zone or seasonal flood zone. Yeah, it just keeps going. Yeah, but climate change, it's gonna affect the world. People are gonna get flooded out. But what I was going to say is eventually that, once the ice caps in Greenland kind of melt out, and Russia, it's going to kind of open up more land for stuff to start growing. It's going to, the earth is just kind of going to get weird for a little while till the next ice age when, Mount St. Helens kind of just erupts and covers the sky in ash, freezing the planet for a little while. Or then we get to the point that it's like Mad Max and the Earth eventually has giant dust storms that can create a large amounts of that can make large amounts of ozone with the lightning they produce. Kind of just restoring the ozone level. Then by that point, hopefully we'd all be dead. And then the Earth can just kind of go back to normal. Yeah.